It's been so long, for crying out loud. The last time we dropped a podcast of Hey Really Excited, which I have yet to explain the name of the podcast, the last time we dropped one of these, Nate Roos's solo album wasn't even out yet. Grad Romantic is available now in stores. Last time we dropped a podcast, Hey Really Excited, your host, Ralphie Aversa, radio and TV host, sometimes on TV, based here in New York on New York's 95.5 PLJ, was still in his 20s. For crying out loud. Oh my goodness. Where have I been? What is really going on? Trademark Ralphie Aversa. Copyright 2015. Anyways, all right, so a lot's been going on. And thanks so much for checking out Hey Really Excited. My name is Ralphie. Wow, this past month's been a blur to say the least. I kind of got tripped up. So the last podcast that I did release was right before my 30th birthday. I turned the big 3-0. Blowout weekend. My buddy Danny from Scranton came into town. My coworker surprised me at the Yankees game we went to, which was on the night of my birthday. My mom and my sister were in town. We went to this bar up in the Bronx. It was insane. And then we went to my favorite bar on the Upper West Side, this little spot called E's. That was so much fun. More people came out. My buddy Steve Wiseman, who you've seen on ESPN, he happened to be in town, so he rolled through. My buddies Mark and Ryan, both of whom are from Sirius, also Syracuse alums, they came by. Shout out to those guys. My buddy Jeff, mutual friend through Ryan. We got like a little drinking crew on the Upper West Side. Jeff plays sax for Harry Connick Jr. Jeff was there. Big shout out to Jeff. Man, it was awesome. A lot of fun. But then, like, that weekend, I guess, kind of, like, tripped up my whole rhythm. What's the word that I'm looking for? What the F? I can't even speak. It's been so long since I've done a podcast. You wouldn't know that I'm on the radio 5 nights a week, for crying out loud. I had a whole rhythm, and I kind of messed things up. So here we are, Hey Really Excited. Now we're like into July. And the main reason why we're doing today's podcast is to talk about something that I actually started promoting on my 30th birthday. It was kind of my official cause for the Big 3-0, and that's the Make-A-Wish Foundation and the upcoming Urban Mutter event that's taking place July 25th on Randall's Island here in the city. Think Tough Mutter, but only Urban Mutter, so it's in the city on Randall's Island. The Tough Mutter people are putting it on. You'll hear from Ashley Ellefson, who's the VP of Event Development for Tough Mudder. You'll also hear from Amanda, who is a Wish Kid, and she is Make-A-Wish's official spokesperson for Urban Mudder, again happening on July 25th. We'll also provide you links with this podcast where you can donate to Make-A-Wish and Team Ralphie, and even join Team Ralphie for Urban Mudder on July 25th if you'd like. It's about a 5-mile course. Hope I get to see you. So much else has been going on. I'm taping this on a Thursday here at New York's 95.5 PLJ. Today alone could have been a podcast. And today alone probably will end up being a podcast that I'll elaborate on a lot more. But just within today, I lost the fridge that I normally get to use when I'm on the air at work. I spoke with Amy Winehouse's first manager. Walk the Moon, one of my favorite bands, came by. Performed. We did an awesome interview that will be certainly on a future edition of this podcast. And then I had my radio show. So many other things happened. I mean, just in this past week, last Friday, I met Chris Martin randomly in Central Park and scared the bejesus out of Jennifer Lawrence, who he was with. And yes, I will say that now. When I originally wrote a blog about meeting Chris, I didn't want to say who he was with because I'm too big of a fan. And also, it was like we were both on personal time. And so I didn't want to break the news of who he was with, especially considering reports had come out right before I met Chris that he and J-Law had broken up. I mean, so I didn't write about it. And his fans, Jennifer Lawrence's fans, were badgering me online about it. And I'm like, nope, not telling you. A number of other reports have since come out, spotting the two of them, placing the two of them in the city. People Magazine did a story on it. So now I'm not the one breaking the story. Yes, Jennifer Lawrence was there with them and I accidentally scared the crap out of her. Again, that's really another podcast though for another time. That happened last Friday. So Coldplay, Chris Martin, like my favorite band. Then one of my favorite bands, Fall Out Boy, the next day got to see them in Scranton with Wiz Khalifa. Went backstage, said what up to them. That day alone could be a separate podcast for a separate time. Unbelievable. And now Walk the Moon, like within 1 week, like three of my favorite bands. Are you kidding me? Sound like Steve Lee from SportsCenter. Are you kidding me? I'm not kidding you. I wonder what my life is sometimes. As frustrated as I get sometimes around here, because don't get me wrong, it's not all roses. Or every rose has its thorn, I suppose you could say there. It's not all daisies and flowers and all oh my God moments and all hashtag blessed moments. There's a lot of those. I get frustrated though sometimes. But man, tough to get frustrated this past week, that's for sure. You're pinching yourself. You're like, wow, like really? Like Walk the Moon's going to come up and they're going to do an interview with my show and they're going to perform Shut Up and Dance right in front of me? Wow, man, awesome. Cool stuff. Great job if you can get it. Great work if you can get it. All right. So anyways, my 30th birthday, right before my 30th birthday, my friends at Make-A-Wish had reached out to me. We've done a bunch of stuff with Make-A-Wish. We've covered some stories about some wishes that have been granted. We helped grant a wish last December, which was one of the most fulfilling and amazing moments of my career. And I've attended their gala the past 2 years as well, which is held downtown here in the city at Cipriani's. It's always a beautiful event, star-studded event, black tie event. So people at Make-A-Wish, a couple weeks before my 30th birthday, reach out to me. And they tell me about Urban Mudder, and Make-A-Wish has teamed up with Urban Mudder. They're the official charity sponsor of Urban Mudder happening in the city on July 25th. So they're like, hey, can you get the word out? Because we'd like people to join and donate and, you know, donate to Make-A-Wish. And I'm like, you know, I'll do you one better. I'm kind of athletic, although I haven't been running as much as I'd like to these past few weeks. That's, again, another podcast for another time. But I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of athletic. I could do this whole Urban Mudder thing, I feel like. I did the Spartan race with Amy Freeze from Channel 7 here in the city through City Field. Well, you know what? Let's bring awareness to it. How about I'll do a team. We'll get donations. All the donations from my team go to Make-A-Wish. And I'll kind of center it around my 30th birthday. I'll tell people for my 30th birthday, instead of giving me a gift, make a donation, please. And whatchamacallit, they were all for it, which was great. And so here we are now, a few weeks out. And again, we'll provide the links to donate. We'll talk to in this podcast, Amanda again, 15 years old when we spoke with her. I think, again, another thing that's happened since we dropped a podcast, she's turned 16. And Ashley Ellefson, who's the VP of Event Development over at Tough Mudder. We'll chat with them about Urban Mudder happening July 25th. Yes, you can join in or donate to Team Ralphie. All of the donations going to a great cause, Make-A-Wish, that helps grant wishes for kids facing challenges throughout the country. They do everything from repainting and redesigning a kid's room to flying the kid and their family to the Bahamas to linking up the kid with their favorite celebrity. They are it is just an amazing, astonishing organization. I am so glad that I could even help them out even in the tiniest bit. I am more than happy to do so. So you'll hear with Amanda, you'll hear from Amanda and you'll hear her story, how she got involved with Make-A-Wish, what her wish was. You'll hear from Ashley. She'll give some background to Urban Mudder as well. And then hopefully at the end, you'll want to donate and or join the team because we could use some team members. So here's Amanda and Ashley as we talk about Urban Mudder, July 25th on Randall's Island. Hey, really excited. I just want to live tonight. Fun. Urban Mudder, maybe you've heard of Tough Mudder. Urban Mudder is its cousin, and it's happening here in New York City on July 25th, Randall's Island. It's really cool, too, because Urban Mudder has teamed up with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's the official charity for Urban Mudder, and so all the money that my team raises will go towards Make-A-Wish. And we have here from Make-A-Wish, Amanda, who is how old are you?
I'm 16. I'm turning 16 in 2 weeks.
Do you have, like, a super sweet 16 plan?
I'm going to have a 90s-themed dope 16 situation.
Dope 16 yeah. situation.
instead of saying sweet 16, dope 16.
Ah, okay, because you're cooler than that. I like
of course,
that.
Yeah.
What does that involve? Like a 90s, like
just 90s. I'm an old soul, honestly. So 90s music, old music. My friends are supposed to be coming in 90s theme, like wear. So it's gonna be a dope night.
We have Ashley here from Tough Mudder as well. We'll talk about the competition and what's in store for me in just a little bit. But Amanda, let's talk with you first. So yes. So you had a wish granted through Make-A-Wish, right?
Yes, I did.
What'd you get to do?
Well, first, actually, my wish was to go to, I think, Paris for Fashion Week. And I think something happened then. And then I changed my mind and I was like, I think I want to go to the Dominican Republic. So I went there for Christmas time. So I was there for, I think, a week and a half or something like that. And yeah, it was different. Because it's like on Christmas Day, I was in the beach. it's weird. And I knew, like, in New York, it was snowing, and I'm here, so yeah.
But it was, it's kind of cool. Like, I'm sure your friends are
awesome.
A little jealous.
Of course, and that was the whole point. That's why I went. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Totally kidding.
What else did you do down in the Dominican Republic?
I went horseback riding, which was so, so relaxing. What else? I went snorkeling. I got to visit different islands and just relax, finally, after years of pain and stuff, so.
And what I think's really cool is that you're a Wish kid, but now you're still involved with Make-A-Wish.
Definitely.
And now you're, like, the spokesperson for Urban Mutter.
Definitely.
And for these teams. So why did you, like, stay involved with Make-A-Wish?
Well, first of all, it goes back to my story. I have sickle cell. Before Make-A-Wish, 3 years prior, I was in pain constantly. Like, I went through serious depression. I was almost suicidal at one point. So after going through the process of Make-A-Wish and how they literally revived my life and my spirit and my soul and all that other great, amazing stuff, afterwards, I couldn't just say no. Like, I want other people who went through what I went through to feel the same way. And also, too, I feel like it's better when someone who's been where you are reaches out to you, other than someone who just says, well, you know, you're gonna be okay, so why don't you just do this. So, like, if I meet someone else who's been in the hospital back to back and I feel their pain, like, it'll be more relatable, so I'll be able to talk to them and reach out to them. So that's why I'm helping still.
That's awesome, and you're 100% right about that, because I think about that, like, with my career too, and people have told me that, like, I shouldn't listen to somebody. I mean, not that I shouldn't listen to them completely, but, like, I should listen more and seek out the advice of others that are in a position that I want to be in.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess that's, you know, on the positive side of things, like, moving towards your career. What do you want to do, by the way? Do you want to work in fashion?
Yes, I do. I plan to open up, hopefully, like, my own little boutique, maybe, in Manhattan. That's my plan. And then later on, have my own fashion label in line.
I saw Anna Wintour in person last night for my first time.
Really?
Ever. Yeah.
How was it?
She was cool. I didn't actually get to talk with her. I was at the Tony Awards. I was mm-hmm. on the red carpet. She wasn't wearing her sunglasses, though.
That's weird.
I couldn't
she
believe
always
it.
Has those glasses on.
What?
She didn't have it? So she, like, there's eyes.
Yeah.
What do they
I know.
Look like? What color are they?
Normal. I couldn't see. I wasn't even that close to her so I could see. Like, I had to zoom in on my camera, and I got, like, a really grainy photo that I'll show you when we're done with the interview.
She always has her glasses. That's
I
wow.
was so surprised.
Maybe she's trying something different.
Maybe. You know what it is? Like, with the Tony Awards, too, like, every, like, big star that goes to the Tony Awards, they all become, like, the nicest person in the world.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're gonna like, live in the theater community, like, that's the way you have to be. Because that's, like,
definitely.
One big, like, tight-knit family, you know?
Yeah.
So that's cool. So Anna Wintour, obviously, is somebody that you, like, look up to, maybe?
I love
or,
her,
yeah.
Yes. She's so fly. I love her.
Got to invite her to the Dope 16 party.
I have to invite.
Need,
you're invited, by the way.
Extend that invitation. All right, so are you going to be participating? I'm sure I'll see you on July 25th
at
Randall's Island.
Of course, I'm going to be there. Right now, I'm trying to step away from the burgers and the french fries and get myself in shape so I could participate.
Oh, yeah, because
fully.
You're really, like, out of shape right now.
No,
like, would you
like,
stop?
I still need to, like, build my stamina up. But yes, I'm definitely participating.
Okay. So you're like working out now a little
bit,
though.
Yes, a little bit. Tiny
right.
baby steps.
That's fair.
Baby steps.
See, I will say, I did something similar, but I don't think as intense earlier. And I run 20 to 30 miles a week.
Yes,
and I wasn't prepared
that.
For, like, these obstacles. So let's talk with Ashley from Tough Mudder. And thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah,
I'm
course,
so excited for this
me.
Event. And I'm so glad that you guys partnered with Make-A-Wish as well. How sore am I going to be after this?
I
guess maybe I should
okay.
start there.
I think you'll be okay. You'll run 5 miles, which is a big distance, but still achievable. So at 20 miles a week, I think you'll be okay. Amanda, you will be fine as well.
Okay. But now it's obviously, if it was just running, I wouldn't be so concerned, because you're right. I would be fine. But there are some obstacles involved. Are you guys basically taking, like, these Tough Mudder courses and, like, putting it, like, on Randall's Island?
Yeah, so Urban Mudder, we thought about in a really different way. So we wanted to bring the essence of teamwork and camaraderie, which is something that's really big at Tough Mudder and why we think millions of people want to participate and do the event. So we wanted to bring that, but bring it to an urban city environment. So we've completely rethought what the obstacles are like. So they're all made of, like, steel and truss and scaffolding and things that you would see just walking around the city every day. So they look really industrial and awesome. And then we took a lot of inspiration from movies. So we got rid of the mud, because who wants to stay and party and dance into the evening when they're covered in mud? And then we got rid of electricity, and we got rid of ice baths, which are some of the things that can be really scary about a Tough Mudder event. We wanted to make it more approachable and something that a lot of people could do and go out for a day and really have a good time with your friends. So you'll be doing things like jumping between buildings. You will have things like monkey bars and walls. You'll have to work with your team to get over this massive inflatable. It's called 6 feet over. Mm-hmm. And then we have one obstacle called Laser Minefield, which will be like going through Mission Impossible or like Ocean's 12, where you have to navigate your way through a field of lasers without breaking the beam.
Now, when you say are they going to be, is it like actual lasers, or it's like, okay, I didn't know if it was going to be like a bear crawl type deal where you guys string the rope across and you got to.
These are real lasers. No one's ever done this before. We're really excited. The pictures look amazing. So we're really excited to bring this to Randall's Island.
And there's a party afterwards as well. I'm
there's
sorry.
A big party.
Let's talk about the party.
Party.
Get my mind off of how sore I'm going to be.
Exactly.
Of course, the whole day's a party. But then afterwards, like once I finally finish this course, then there's a big celebration.
Yeah. So we like to say music is the new mud. So we have DJs and music that you'll be able to hear at all of the obstacles on course. So really keep you pumped from the moment you finish your warm up to do the start and then go through the course. So hopefully you won't be bored. It'll take your mind off the fact that you're going to be jumping off of a 15-foot platform toward the end of the course.
No pressure.
You don't even have to think about it.
I was definitely if there was one thing I was not going to be at this thing, it's bored. That's for sure. But then so after that's cool. Like everybody gets together and like there's food.
Yeah, you stick around. We have a big kind of like beer hall tent. There's a DJ that'll be playing. We'll have games like cornhole. We have like a mini golf course that one of our partners is going to be bringing. There's a wish zone, which we're really excited about.
Nice.
So there's lots of stuff that you can stick around and do. It goes till 9 p.m.
And why did you guys, if you sign up, by the way, you should obviously sign up and join Team Ralphie, of course. And we have the link on our website and it's on my Facebook and Twitter as well. But the cool thing is when you sign up for a team and then you sign up for CrowdRise to raise money for, you know, whatever cause you're running for, you can do a number of different charities. But Make-A-Wish, of course, is the official charity of Urban Mudder. Why did you guys partner up with Make-A-Wish?
So when we were coming up with this idea, we were looking at lots of different potential charity partners and Make-A-Wish really stood out to us. We think that our missions align really closely. Urban Mudder is about teamwork and camaraderie and overcoming obstacles and really building that community to get you through something that is challenging. And we think that that fits so well with Make-A-Wish and really taking the community and making these wishes come true and being able to bring that and spread the joy that comes from overcoming those challenges. We thought it was a really great fit.
Awesome. 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 Well, I'm really excited about it. And I mean, it was really the partnership with Make-A-Wish that kind of got me involved in this in the first place to want to do this. So I'm really excited. And again, if you haven't signed up yet, we have a discount code for you as well. It's all available on my blog and on my Facebook and Twitter. Or you can go on and search for Team Ralphie if you're going to join a team. And well, there's only one Team Ralphie at the moment, at least. So you can go and join that way. And again, all the money we're raising is going to Make-A-Wish. Amanda,
yes.
I'll see you on the 25th.
I will see you there.
All right. All buff and like ready to go.
I will be buff, yes.
Oh, and happy early birthday as well.
Thank you.
And Ashley, I'm still a little scared of this course.
You'll
but I'm gonna do it anyways.
Yeah, you're gonna be great.
All right, awesome. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Thank you.
Amanda is just, I mean, you think about everything I can't fathom it. Cannot fathom what she's gone through. Like, I have like a bad knee injury and I think the world is ending. And I mean, this girl, this young woman is so courageous. I mean, that's one of the great things, I'll be honest about, you know, working with an organization like Make-A-Wish, you kind of get into like this rat race mentality where you're chasing the next whatever and, you know, nothing's ever good enough and you're always frustrated and you're beating yourself up and you're beating other people up. And then you talk with somebody like Amanda and you realize that in your 9 to 5 or 7 to 11 or whatever my job is, you're not saving lives. Take it easy. Take a deep breath. Be thankful for your family, for your friends, for your health, and for the fact that, you know, in my case, I'm in a position where I can maybe help out a great cause. And so that's what we're doing July 25th on Randall's Island, Urban Mudder with Make-A-Wish. Again, you could donate. We'll have the links with this podcast to Team Ralphie. All the donations going to Make-A-Wish. If you'd like to join as well in Urban Mudder, it's only like a 5-mile course. That's really not a long time. There's going to be some really cool, as you heard, obstacles and stuff. So it should be fun. All right, that's a wrap on Hey, Really Excited. We have so much coming up over the next few weeks. Catherine McPhee stopped by. Again, Walk the Moon stopped by. Amy Winehouse's first manager. We're talking about the new Amy film that's in theaters now that is so good. I got to screen it the other night. He stopped by as well, Nick Szymanski. So a lot going on here, and we're going to get back to the weekly flow, maybe twice a week to kind of catch up because we have so much great content here with Hey Really Excited. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a good one.